Well, we're here this night of Hanukkah and Shabbat as well. I have a Hanukkah story to share with you, but as I mentioned at the beginning, Rabbi Phyllis Sommer each year declares one of these days is International Hanukkah Joke Day, and I just couldn't resist sharing some of them with you. If you think you know the answer, you're welcome to put it in the chat or to unmute. But here we go. What do you call the speck that falls into the latke pan? An unidentified frying object. Oh, that's a good one. I think I'm going to have to laugh at my own jokes because I can't hear all of you laughing, although I presume that you are. Why did the dreidel go to the doctor? It was having dizzy spells. Why did the other dreidel go to the doctor? Hurt its shin. Shin, the letter on the dreidel again? Okay, good. Just checking. With which hand should you light the menorah? Neither one. You should use the shamash candle. Oh, that one took a little bit. Okay, that's a good one. How many potatoes does it take to make a potato pancake? A latke. Latke. I didn't write these, friends. I'm just the reader. That's okay. And one more good one. What is the best thing? Everyone knows what sufganiyot are, right? Donuts, right? What is the best thing to put in sufganiyot? Your teeth. Taking a bite of it, okay. I told that to one of my kids, and they said, "Oh, Dad, crunchy." Ugh. So, anyway, just a little bit of Hanukkah humor that I thought I would share with you. But instead of a sermon, I'll share with you a story from our friend Rabbi Eliza Kappel, a story for Hanukkah. Once upon a time, as all good stories begin, there was a royal family whose palace was so large they had a whole room, a giant ballroom, that was empty. They wished to fill it, so they held a contest to see whoever could be found who would fill the room the most. And the winner would get to live in the palace and receive a generous portion of the royal riches. So people came from far and wide to fill up the room and win. A builder brought bricks because they're so solid, but they were too heavy to carry enough to fill the whole room. A rich person brought gold to add value to the room, but there just wasn't enough gold to be had. A farmer brought straw, since it was so light and you could carry a whole bale and it all spread out. And in the back of the line, there was a small child who seemed to be carrying nothing. People scoffed, even laughed. What was this kid even doing here? Meanwhile, person after person came in and out of the room and was not successful in filling the whole room of the palace. Well, as the king's servants finished cleaning up the room, which contained a whole bunch of feathers that the last person, a fan of Jewish folk tales, had tried on the theories that since feathers were would go everywhere and light to carry, they would be perfect. Anyway, they were cleaning up the room, and they were right. Feathers did go everywhere, but not enough to fill the whole room. But the palace guards caught sight of the child. Seeing no harm and perhaps hoping for a good laugh, they brought the child in to give it a try. Well, they watched, and the child went over to each one of the giant ballroom windows and slowly lowered the shade until the room was completely dark. And then he asked for the door to be closed, and the room was as dark as night. And then, out of their pocket, the child took a candle and a match and lit the candle and sang a song, and in a ru instant, the room was filled. It was filled with light from the candle. It was filled with the melody of the child's song. Realizing that with the simplest of acts, using tools that are so easily on hand, the child had not only filled the room with light, but had also brought light to their spirits, the royal family looked at each other and smiled. Friends, so may it be for each of us. May we find even from unexpected sources, the light and the music that we all need. Even on days when our spirits feel heavy and the world may seem dark, let there be light and song for us all. May this be our blessing on all of Hanukkah. May this be our blessing on this Shabbat. And together we say, Amen.